Close. Close is the third fundamental of all men and women interactions. Dates, phone numbers, kisses, sex, girlfriends, each one of them is a close by itself. The fundamental is the same. The level of close, however, will be different, and this is the important mindset. Depending on what it is you want to close, that is what you will get. The close has to always be a subject of your desires, whether you want a date, a one-night stand, or an awesome friendship. And this is very important. You always want to close, but you only go for the close that you want to, and not the other way around. An alpha man wants to experience life through the women of his choice, and the type of experience he wants to go through is always dependent on his wishes. Long lost are the days of arranged marriages and setups. That's not for us. We can get the hottest women because we can. Most men won't even try. They think that hot women are reserved for men with gold, solid dicks, and that's just not true. The man is always the one who is in command for the close. He's responsible for its success or demise, and the only thing that will dictate this is that he has clarity of purpose. Example: I go to a club with a friend. One of his closest female friends introduces me to this tall, sexy, all curvy brunette. We banter, laugh, she qualifies. I start to build rapport, and then I start to notice a few red flags for me. I don't particularly fancy women that have an entitlement mentality. But this girl is hot. She has this cleavage that keeps distracting me. Friendship? Like I said, I don't share her vision for some things in the world, and friendship are an important relationship for me. A date? Nope. So I can get more convinced that I don't like her parts of her personality? A waste of time. So I go for the option that any man would take with a girl that is this hot and into him. I give her a couple of hours of glorious pounding, and that's it. Doesn't mean I'll never speak to her again after that night, doesn't mean I'll be a jerk to her, but any further investment in any type of relationship other than sex is out. Simply because there's no reason for me to surround myself with women who have her mindset. A mindset like that is always demanding value, much more like a vacuum. That mindset does not provide value, since they cannot go past the fact that for them, things should be granted just because they are who they are. Now, if the sex is off the charts, I may talk to her, get into her mindset, and crush it from within. If she sees it, great. If she doesn't, I cut her off. Period. You, me, cannot go around trying to change people's vision of the world. Unless, of course, sex is off the chart, and anyways, I would only give her one shot at this. Everybody is in a personal journey here, and no one would ever dare to look within themselves and change. A huge part in this case, unless they see it, which takes great amounts of courage. The bottom line here is that you should always go for the close you want with a woman that fits your criteria of lover, girlfriend, wife, whatever. And here's the kicker, and it's aligned with your purpose. Purpose is the most important thing in a man's life. So everything has to be aligned with your purpose. Once you turn your heart at it, magically everything will be by itself aligned with it too. Because why are you reading this? What's your purpose with this information? The guy says, I want to get with women. Great, you will get awesome with women following this blueprint. But what if after the third woman you meet, you fall for this one? Sex is awesome and she's insanely good looking. Because you've only had two previous experiences with hot women and you're desperately in love with this one, you start to get into needy mode. And she moves in. Then you propose, and you get married, have four gorgeous kids, and suddenly your core aches, you fall into the bottle, depression, and all sorts of trouble, and all because almost a decade ago, and not blaming this on the imaginary marriage, but because you chose it that way, you decided to place a hole in your writing career and pursue a job that will maintain your new family. All the example from before depicts a lack of clarity of purpose. You cannot get great with women if you only have two women and settle with a third. For you to get great with women, you have to have at least 20 relationships, being girlfriends, lovers, great female friends. Don't go for the marriage here, of course, before considering yourself a success with women. If the guy wants to become a writer, he should have done everything in his power for as long as it would have taken him to attain his higher purpose, in spite of his wife, his family, money, and trouble. And even more so because of the reasons I just gave. Because that's what he wanted to do. That's what set him free in space and time. So the guy lacked clarity of purpose. He didn't get great with women. He didn't pursue his higher purpose. And that made him drift, made him hurt his core and the people around him. And the majority of men are depressed and live unhappy is because they don't have clarity of purpose. So when a guy gets needy, gets pussified, it's not necessarily that he became a pussy. It's mainly because he lacked clarity of purpose. You want to have a family with four kids and have an awesome wife? Great, following this blueprint truly and taking massive action along with it, with the strict criteria for women that you've already made, and abide by it, we'll get to that. You want to be a player, have lots of female friends and lovers, never commit, always be chased by women? Awesome. Following this blueprint truly and taking massive action along with the strict criteria for women that you've already made and abide by it will get you that. You want to have a three-way relationship, two gorgeous women that will provide all the great emotional environment for you to be the man for them while you charge at your higher purpose? Great. Following this blueprint truly and taking massive action along with the strict criteria for women that you've already made and abide by it will get you that. So you want to always get phone numbers from girls, have an incredible amount of choice from women to go and have fun? My man, following this blueprint truly and taking massive action along with the strict criteria for women that you've already made and abide by it will get you that. But you see, it all comes right down to what do you want? Be clear, be specific, not only for your higher purpose, but be clear with what you want with that hottie that's biting her lips from the other side of the table that's been looking at you for the past 10 minutes. Be clear. Clarity will get you what you want. No clarity will get you things, but you may never like them nor appreciate them. And when you don't appreciate things that life gives you, you become ungrateful, and the life will keep on giving you things that you don't want. And it all comes from being clear with what you want. So close, although it is the last fundamental of men-women interactions, has to be present first. I can give you all the tools for being the most attractive man in your town or city, all the tools for you to become the most socially savvy, the go-to guy, the center of all of the attention, but if you don't know what you want, all the other fundamentals are worthless. Because women are here in this world to experience life through women, while we are always pointing and penetrating life and all of its blessings and difficulties to attain our higher purpose. Women are not the be-all and all in life. They're a byproduct of having an awesome life. They will be attracted to a man that is in his pursuit of his higher purpose. That's why being non-needy is such a turn-on for women. When you are aligned with your purpose, you simply don't give a fuck about her validation. If she enjoys your company or anything that is not aligned with your purpose. Remember, we're here to enjoy life through women, penetrating them physically, emotionally, and energetically, while we are focused, charging hard, and constantly aiming at our higher purpose, whatever that is. That being said, women will never make you happy if you are seeking happiness in the form of a woman. I think that they'll provide it for you. Happiness is found by men who experience freedom, lost in space and time, and the task ahead, and that means higher purpose. How to close? Close, the fundamentals are the same. She has to be attracted to you, and a strong emotional connection has to be built. It's the same as buying a car. You like the brand, you like the model. The salesman is a jerk, so you move on. no emotional connection to other dealer. You like the salesman at another dealership, great guy, and he really brought the price down for you, but the model you wanted is automatic and they sold out, so you move to the next dealership. You found a dealership that has the model you want. The salesman is a great dude. You sit on the car. You smell the brand new car scent. You are not considering leather, but the smell, the feeling, and the looks, dude, the looks, makes you know the couple of extra grand that is going to cost you. It can be ordered with 19-inch rims too, and a couple of extra more grands. No biggie. You're so into this that there's no stopping you now. The salesman tells you that surely he can bring down the price a bit, that he will have to fight his boss, but he'll get it for you. You wait, sitting inside the car. You're basically intoxicated by the smell of the leather and how fucking cool you look driving it. Oh, you're so in love. 20 minutes pass and the salesman comes over, but his face has changed. Something in his face tells you that something went wrong. Indeed, the salesman delivers on his promise about the price, but you can't buy the car. Not today, at least. You will have to wait 48 hours because the car is reserved for other client, a new doctor in town, he said. He left a check for 72-hour window span to reserve the car. There's a big chance that he will drop by this afternoon and take the car with him. How much do you want that car now? Now that you have planned in your head all kinds of movies, experience, and situations driving that beauty, how badly do you want it now? Now that you know it may be gone by this afternoon, are you in some kind of pain just thinking about losing it? I bet you are. Those are the exact phases of seducing for a close. But in women, it's even more because women are much more emotional creatures than men. We're more logical. A woman has to go through the attraction, the emotional connection, and a huge desire to get onto the next level. You close by positioning. You are the man women want, whether they know that yet or not. And that makes you the chooser. Again, can't say it enough times. Know what you want. Always close at a high point in the interaction. The response of the woman you want to close can be significantly altered if you want to close for a kiss or phone number when the two of you are awkwardly silent and the emotional roller coaster has come to a halt. Become the master of the takeaway. In the car example, the salesman telling you that the car may be gone in the afternoon skyrockets your desire to get it. A void is created because there's a chance you might not get what you want. That's what we want to create in seduction. If you decided to go for her phone number, after you decided that, and at a point where she's already qualified, and you built an emotional connection, and you do want to contact her later, you say, "Listen, I had the greatest time, and I really want to dig deep into whatever you two talked about some other time. Here's my phone. Dial in your number so you can have mine also." She dials. You beep her on the spot. She checks her phone. Everything's running. And you seal the deal with this sequence. You lean in. You look her straight in the eye. You pause. Then look at her lips. Then to her eyes again. And move to her ear and whisper, "I'll see you soon." And you brush your cheek against hers. A final look, a smirk, and you're off. Kiss. Again, the blueprint has to be followed, attraction, rapport, and all the other details. Clarity of purpose. Tension. When you're going to lean in, make all your movements twice as slow. And even if you're not going to kiss her now, you've already decided to go for the number, triangulate your look from her left eye to her lips, then back to her left eye, and then to the right eye. That movement will make her want to kiss you whether she wants to or not. Do this eye movement at least twice on your way to the whisper and back from it. If she jumps on you, well, just kiss the fuck out of her, of course. If she jumps to the kiss, of course, kiss her. But if she doesn't, Make sure you leave her hanging, desiring, thinking about when will she see you again, longing for your next text or call, like the car salesman told you to wait 48 hours. If you end up kissing, always pull away from the kiss first. We want to create a void. The more you triangulate, the more she'll reciprocate in the same manner. If she's looking for you at your lips, most of the time she wants to kiss you. Remember, lips, left eye, right eye, lips, left eye, lips. If you decided to go for the kiss, again, follow the blueprint, create the necessary amounts of attraction and emotional connection, and then bring up the subject of kissing. You can do it two ways. Playfully disqualifying her. You can start by saying, "Stop looking at me like that," with tension created, although playfully. "Why you got me thinking so bad about kissing you?" You're basically blaming her on your desire, although this works better with younger girls. Mature women will laugh in your face if you are not straight with your desires. Straight approach. You build the tension, looking her straight in the eye, and triangulate your gaze from her right eye to the left, then her lips, then her left eye, and so on. You slow down your movements and you say to her, "Your lips seem so smooth and they are driving me crazy. I'm going to kiss you now and nothing will stop me." And you go for the kiss, but, and this is key, you stop about half an inch from her lips and you pull away for a second. The car salesman take away at its best now. And then you smile, dive in, and kiss her good. That final pull away is necessary to create the void, tension, and the smile is the confirmation that everything is okay, and then the kiss. Every time you want something with a woman, you tell her what is going to happen, and then you just do it to her. And this applies also to sex and the way you're going to fuck her. Sexuality in women is 99% in her brain, so if you talk about it before, there's a 100% chance she will start to imagine what you're saying to her. And if she's attracted to you, she will imagine it doing it with you. If you want to kiss her, bring the subject up. How you want to be kissed by a woman, going first. And then you can ask her to how she likes it, if you want to know. The purpose of bringing up the subject beforehand is to make her think about kissing you. If you start to talk about a pink elephant, she will think about the pink elephant. And this is the kicker. If you want to fuck her or kiss her or whatever and you don't know how to bring the subject up, tell her, "Don't think about kissing me. It's making me blush," or "Stop trying to get me to bed with you. You're naughty." By telling her "don't" or the negative side of the sentence, it reproduces the same effect. Our brains are not wired to process the negatives. Don't think about it to be the pink elephant. Voila. If you decided to go for the sex, again, follow the blueprint, create the necessary amounts of attraction and emotional connection, and then bring up the subject of sex. But the context of logistics for this to work are critical, and understanding the scene can help you get the sex. If you are with more people, the main theme of conversation for a while now has to be sex, and you both have to feel it. There has to be a reasonable amount of touch while you're talking or hanging out for this to work. Kissing her beforehand helps, but it's not essential, and sometimes it's better when there's a lot of touching and no kiss, and no intention to move to other places yet while you are there with other people. Of course, if you decide to take her somewhere else, more comfortable and discreet, you can do it. And it will work wonders if you follow the blueprint, create the necessary amounts of attraction and emotional connection. But the point here is to make her so hot for you that she will be hotter than you can even imagine. While you're warming her up, you are doing two things. The obvious, warming her up, and you are directly speaking to the devil in her. To her naughty side. Sex in public, or in this case sexual foreplay, is extremely arousal for women. They fantasize a lot about this, so if you pull it off, you both are going to have a hell of a story together. Of course, do everything in your power to make sure others won't find out what's going on. Tables at restaurants or clubs are the best for this. If she has any doubt about others finding out, she won't do it, especially women. So make her feel secure, make her feel comfortable. If she's already running her hands all over your leg, but hasn't got to your dick yet, take her hand and put it on your dick. If you haven't already got the boner, she'll feel you getting hard for her, so do it anyways. And then just say to her here, you have no idea what I'm thinking about doing to you right now. And that's it. Once you've said that, keep on the sensual touch. Don't be obvious. Don't let anybody know. Be aware of it and protect her the discretion at all costs. If she senses that you two might be caught, she'll put the brakes on you. You will eventually have to take her to other place. Do it discreetly. Don't let your friends know it yet. Don't brag about it or they'll pick it up. Right now, you have to protect her from feeling like a dirty little slut. Even if she is. And they all are. But it's your job to bring forward that part of them. Because women do that, they only show themselves entirely only to a certain type of man. You're one of them now.